Tonight, it is Friday night, y'all. It's January the 18th, 2013, and I am your host, Eric Jackson, and you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to tonight's show, Freedom Fun Friday. Y'all know what Freedom Fun Friday is? That's when I clown, you clown, we all clown. It doesn't freaking matter. That's right, it doesn't freaking matter. Tonight is one of those nights where we do whatever the hell we want to. It can be serious, it can be just fun. Hell, it can be serious and fun. Hell, who knows? Get up and start dancing butt naked in your living room if that's what you want to do. I don't care. I know, man. I know. Hey, you know what? Welcome and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi. How y'all doing? Y'all okay out there? Because I'm okay out there, too. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I think tonight I'm going to give y'all a special treat. I'm going to sing for y'all tonight. That's right. I am going to break it out, and I'm going to sing, and we're going to dance. And y'all believe that one if you want to. Because I ain't doing no singing. And if I dance, you won't be able to see it. That's for damn sure. Hey, y'all, guess what? This Friday is a nice weekend. We ain't got no cold weather going on here. You can't beat that. You know what I mean? You can't beat that. You can't. Anyway, since we got all that nonsense out the way. Hey, y'all, once again, welcome to Freedom Fun Friday on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And tonight we have another great show for you. And we're just going to do it, man. We have no agendas. We don't know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to start talking and doing. And as it flow, it shall flow. So if you want to get in on the conversation, 347-838-8622, email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Or you got anything else you want to do, just stop by my Facebook page, man. Drop me in a line. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. Okay? And chat room is open, so if you want to join in the chat room, just sign up to your local social media site, Facebook, MySpace, Yo-Yo World, whatever you want to use. Or you can even, man, look, you can even, Daniel, go to just www.blogtalkradio.com. You know what I mean? And log in, and you chat with me in the chat room there, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's how we got it going on, man. Any way you want to talk to me, I got a way for you. The only thing you got to do is make it happen. Now, once again, if you want to talk to me live, because we are live, that's right. You want to hear? Make sure I'm live? Listen to this. See, I'm live. Okay, I know y'all felt that, right? But if you want to talk to me live, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. All right. Now, before we get started today, there are some things that we do need to get on out the way, as we always do, because we need to get some things out the way. Number one, this is an adult show. All right, so being that this is an adult show, a lot of times we cover a lot of serious and touchy material, okay? With that being said, let's have this understanding that sometimes there are going to be things that are said that you are really not going to like. Some of you are so sensitive, you're not going to appreciate it. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay because it's going to happen anyway. Nothing is perfect. And I say that because I just want to officially at this time apologize to you if you do become offended. Okay? If you become offended, of course, let's make this known. Some things just need to be talked about. So if you're offended, I'm sorry. But, you know, don't call, trying to blast somebody, because I got a taser called a mute button, and trust me, I have no problem using it. And that's what I need to do, get back to my tasing, because some people don't understand what it means to call and be civilized. That's right. Okay? All right. Now, you know, okay, I got that out of the way. Okay, here we go. I think I got my co-host coming in with me right now. Let me see if this is the right co-host. I can keep co-hosts. That's what I love about it. Hello. What's on your mind tonight?
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's
it's Michael. What's
up?
What's
on? How you doing, Michael? You all right tonight?
Yeah, I'm all right tonight. I'm all right. I'm good. I'm wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Michael, where you calling me from, man?
Huh? I'm calling from PA.
PA? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Downtown PA. How's the weather there in PA?
It's all right. You know, we supposed to got a little flurries yesterday, but it was okay.
No, all right, all right. So everything's kosher,
huh?
Where
you at?
Oh, man, I'm coming to you live out of Central Texas, man.
Oh, you know, I used to be down there. That used to be the old hood grounds.
No, that's what they used to be.
Yeah, you know, I've been 4 years down there.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah.
So you know what's going on down here.
Yeah, when y'all get a little snow, everything shut down.
Hey.
Everything shut down. But it's all good.
Yeah, you know, they're getting better. They're getting better.
Nice down there, too, yeah.
Of course.
All
right, Michael.
I call in Friday and trip out with y'all.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about, man. That's why it's called Freedom Fun Friday. So we can just trip out and laugh and giggle. You know, we can talk about some serious things and just have fun, man. You know what I mean? It's Friday. Everybody done had a hard week. Time to just let your hair down. Let it loose. Let it go. You know, and let's get our giggle and seriousness on at the same time. Because, you know, we can be stupid. Very, very stupid. And you're
about
to find
out. What do you think about them Ravens?
What about the
Ravens this week? What do you think about the game this weekend? I think they're going all the way. I think it's going to be the two brothers going at it.
Well, you know.
I'm going for the Ravens in San Francisco. That's what I see. And I see, you know, and yeah, I see Ray Lewis and Moss trying to get an opportunity to get a Super Bowl for both of them retire. You know
what? I'm not even going to disagree with you on that one. I got to go with the Ravens in San Francisco myself. Now whether it happens, you know that's why they play it. I like to say that's why they play it on the field. So it'll be a good
right,
I'm looking
right,
for a couple
right.
of good games, you know, because you never know what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have up their sleeve.
Exactly.
You know,
well, you know, Brady going to strike for three touchdowns automatic. I mean, that's guaranteed. He going to throw for three.
No, see.
Automatically. Everything's on Flacco on that Ravens game because, you know, you can't. They're going to have to match New Orleans and get a couple of, you know, may play field percentage and all that. They have to definitely use Ray Rice. But when I look at New England and Baltimore play now, it reminds me of Baltimore when Pittsburgh played. It's going to be a tight game. It's not going to be no blowout. It's going to be a tight game, so that offense got to be right for that Ravens. He got to be striking. So,
see, I agree with you on that one. They're going to have to bring it. That's for dang on sure. They are going to have to bring it because, you know, if you slip, Tom going to get you. But I think that Ravens defense got something for them, though. I really do. You know, they're playing inspired for Ray Lewis anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think they're ready for Ray to go home yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But what you think about this Neil guy, the Armstrong? What you think about him?
Wait a minute. What you doing? You what you doing, man? You in my show? Let me see if you sitting here on the side of me or something. Cause I just
oh
been
no,
ready.
I mean you
I,
said
I,
feel
no,
free,
no,
but
no.
I be quiet, Mr.
No,
Trump.
No, no, no,
I be quiet.
No, no, no,
I was
no,
just
no.
blown.
What I was
That's
about
all.
to say, I was about to talk about that. And oh, that was my
bad. I ain't trying to step on your toes, man.
Oh,
I
no, we good.
Oh,
we good. You know what that means?
I got some comments on that, bro, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, that was one of the biggest newsmakers. Well, that is the biggest newsmaker this week, you know, Mr.
Yeah.
Armstrong and his finally confessing that he's used enhancing drugs. Performance enhancing drugs, you know, to win the Tour de France. But, you know, and everybody upset because, you know, he basically, you know, shunned everybody, cussed everybody, you know, called them names when they was telling, you know, he was using. He kept saying, no, he wasn't. Now he's coming out, you know. So here's my question. You know, since he's done all this, all of a sudden he just decided he's going to come clean now. Okay. And with all the dirt and the stuff he's done, does he actually deserve any sympathy, or is he getting what he deserves right now as far as what people feel?
Well, first of all, we got to deal with the now. I mean, we got to laugh at the past. I mean, I'm sitting there laughing at the man because everybody really knew it. Seven straight. Come on, Mr. Talk. We already knew this. But, I mean, on a serious point, he came out and he came out. He's honest. See, a lot of baseball players didn't do that. People that they know that they cheated and they lied. They didn't go to jail, but they know they did it. And they're holding up. So he is even though it took him 12 years, okay, I'm not giving him, I mean, he did what he did. He conned him. He's an antisocial. That's what they describe people. Anytime that you do, they say anytime somebody does any trickery to gain any material gain or value, they're antisocial. They have mental problems. That's what that DSW Volume 5 said. So we got a lot of antisocial people here. But what I'm saying is, this is the – okay, he did wrong, but listen to what he's saying. Everybody was doing it. You see what I'm saying now? He everybody was doing it. He's saying nobody wasn't forced. I believe that. Nobody don't force Mr. Mike. Nobody ain't forced me to really do shit in my life. I did it on my own, whether it was good or bad. I mean, sorry, Mr. Talk. I don't know why I call you Mr. Mike. I don't know why, but, yeah. Mr. Talk, I apologize for that. Yeah. Mr. Talk, ain't nobody forced me to do nothing, to take nothing. So I agree with them. I believe in that truth and there. But I'm just sitting back laughing like, you know. So at this point, he did come out. They may take about $100 million. It might take about 75. He'd probably be in the bank by like 10, 5 mil, because he had to talk to somebody about his accounting or how much he had. You know what I mean? They probably, if they get the principal back, he's probably going to get the money that he's probably living off the interest. So if he paid all the principals back that people gave him, he still got some millions in the bank. And, you know, so he can regain because America is forgiven. See, we can't be too judgmental on Mr. Talk. You know why? Because like America has her bad deeds. And I think America's trying to get better and better each and every day, right? So I guess everybody else. So I'm just laughing at the, you know, how he just came out and just said it for now. You know, it's real funny. I'm like, you're not telling me nothing I didn't know. Seven straight, come on.
Well, you know what, Michael, though, let's look at it from a different angle. Now, in between those seven times, you know, he did, you know, contract cancer. So, you know, could it be said that, you know, he used some of it for, you know, because he had cancer and he needed it to maintain his performance level? So shouldn't he be given some kind of leeway just a little bit?
Well, no, I give him leeway because he came out and he finally came out and said it. He's done something that baseball players haven't done, Mr. Talk. That's the only credit I give him. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to have to live up for it. But Mr. Talk, they said he was drugging before he even came out and had the cancer. Way back in, 98 or something like that. So he was, I mean, but see what I'm saying? In the sports nowadays, it's like, you don't know who's doing it. So basically, his point of view is everybody was doing it. I really wasn't no different, but I just lied. The big name star, he look, in his mind, he probably think, I'm winning, I'm doing it, I got the best type of stuff in the industry. Everybody else doing it, and now they mad because they not winning. If they were winning with the drugs that they were losing, they would want everybody to be quiet. So I, as long as he came out and he did a lot of other, you know, what a lot of other people didn't do, I know that's for a fact. I do give him that.
Well, let's talk about this thing as far as sports wise. You're right. We know everybody using something because, you know, the players are getting bigger, faster, and stronger. Okay. You can't tell me that a 365 linebacker, 65 pound defensive end is running a 4.2. He's not on something. I'm sorry. You just can't make me believe
right.
that.
Right.
Okay. So with this being said, how turn your radio down a little bit, Michael, because I can hear myself.
No, I don't have nothing on.
You ain't got nothing on? Okay, maybe it's me.
No,
then.
That's you. Yeah, I don't know.
I do hear myself a little bit. But anyway, as I was saying, so now what we got is, like you said, they went after, I've been on this for a minute. They went after Barry Bonds. They couldn't get him. They spent all that money on him. Then they went to, what's the boy named, Clemens. They went after him. They couldn't get him. Now, they finally, you know, and here's the thing about it. The government left Lance Armstrong alone. They didn't want to bother with him no more. It's the cycling organization that went after Lance Armstrong. And maybe
right.
he, and this is another point I thought I would bring up. Maybe he's just tired. You know, he's tired of individuals or in these organizations continue. You know how they people just come at you. To eventually, they just wear you down. You say, oh,
right,
what the
right.
heck? I just say I did it. It's easier to say I did it. You know, be scrutinized. Go through this for whatever until the next big story come, and that's it. Could that be the situation?
Yeah, hey, Mr. Tully, I'm going to hold on. Maybe I got my computer. Hold on. I'm going to change the computer so he won't hear no feedback. Hold on.
Well, I was good. I didn't hear anything, man.
Oh, you didn't hear anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe, I mean, black, but see, everybody around him was doing it. See, he can't do this. See, if you involve somebody, that's the thing. If you involve other people in what you're doing, you're taking a risk. If you don't do nothing by yourself, you're taking a risk.
Well, you have to. Well, see, and here's the thing.
And that's
yeah,
what,
right.
and that's who we're telling on him. The people around him. Because come on, that's what it's always going to be. Somebody right next to you. It'll be that. That's
yeah, you know
I mean,
what,
I
that
think that's
so
a. I think that's a nature's law right now. So
yeah,
if you don't do nothing about it, if it wasn't between him and the doctors, it wasn't. You know.
Well, you know what? I don't even think it was the doctor. You know, some of those guys, you know, they go to these little scientists and have them make it up personal. I don't think doctors even become involved half the time. You know, they show them how to do it, and they basically inject themselves
oh,
with it.
Well, no, Mr. Talk, like the lady said, for him to do this and have the biggest car, they say he got the, they say Armstrong got the most biggest dope car ever. he like that billionaire guy that got all the people's money. He right up there with them.
Yeah,
well,
he
had the good. Look. He's the top guy in the world. He had the best doctors in the world. He ain't doing all by himself. These ain't no backstreet drugs. These are top doctors. Somebody probably say, "Listen, look, I got something for you." See, a mind he don't know too much about medicine. So he has to hook up with the doctors that's crooked. See, the crooks got to work with crooks. So the doctors had to come back and say, look, I'll give you this. Here, give me this, some of this money or do this. Had to.
Mm-hmm.
Had to.
Oh.
Somebody in the medical field, he's not going to be taking no blood transfusion. It was some scientists, there was some education behind that. So he ain't do it all by himself.
Okay, I see your point, Michael. I see your point right there. So here's the next question. Since he's done come out and confessed and the manned up per se, should he tell names now? Should he tell everybody on everybody else that was doing it with him? Or should he just leave it alone and say, okay, I did it, that's all you need to know, let's move on?
Don't need to know because the people that did it with him already snitched on him, Mr. Tom.
They
already snitched on him. He already said everybody was doing it, Mr. Tom. Everybody was doing it. Everybody doing it.
But
it's
about Michael.
I think the athletes should do.
I can say everybody was doing it, but I want to know exactly who was doing it. You see what I'm saying? I just don't want to know who everybody.
No, you don't do that. You don't do that. You go ahead and take your whole water.
You take your medicine and move on and be happy.
Move on. They already, you know what I mean? So you don't do that. Go ahead and pay that money. Now, they saying that the U.S. Postal gave them 30 mil.
Yeah,
they can get three times that back, which is 90 mil. He's worth about 100 mil in the bank. They said he got 100 mil in the bank. But they saying that they might not do triple. They might get double, get him for 60. So I'm saying even if they gave him 100 mil, he got interest. He got some interest. If the man walk off with 10 mil in the bank and he still own properties and stuff, he good. He has to be. For him to come, little people say, a lawyer didn't record. I'm looking at these lawyers said, for him to come out and say that, okay, it may be eating him up with it, but he has to know that he got some money. They cannot take all my money. He has to say that. He has to look at his portfolio and say, okay, if I give all the principal back, if they can't take the interest away from him, they can't take the interest away from him. For interest, I don't know. I'm not a legal lawyer. I don't know, I'm thinking, you know. But if he didn't, then again, I'm just assuming. Now, and I'm theorizing now, because if he didn't, he's stupid. A lawyer had to advise him to go ahead and do it to get the pressure and get, you know, something. If he didn't, come on now, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Dang old skippy, I would do it. You know, the money he was making. But see,
you look at your money first, because he had 12 years of investments.
Mm-hmm.
12 years of interest and investments and stuff like that. He living off the interest. Plus, he got properties. They can't take his properties. So if he pay all his principals back, you know. So, I mean, that's what I would be, you know, assuming.
Well, I was just reading.
It's funny, though.
I was just reading before I came on the air. Well, the government say they're probably not even going to press any charges against them. They're going to just leave it alone.
You don't do that. No, you get that 30 mil back. What are you talking about? That's taxpayers' money you are supposed to, and they going bankrupt as a citizen. I'm saying the Postal Service. I'm not talking about private entity Nike. I'm talking about the Gov. They going bankrupt, Mr. Talk. You got to at least get 30 off of them, get it back. That's what I be saying.
I wouldn't
tax him. Come on, Obama giving the banks too much money. Come on now. I mean, wow. That would have been Wesley Snipes.
We all know what's supposed to be with Wesley Snipes.
But I'm just saying, man, they talking about let it go. Yeah, right.
You know what?
Let it go.
What is going on? What is actually going on with all our black stuff, man? Are they not... You know, are they not getting the proper representation as far as what to do with their money? What is going on with them not paying taxes?
Well, all the best of Nicolas Cage, he don't pay taxes. A lot of them don't pay taxes. They even got the dude, one of the Ballman brothers. Oh, my goodness. You can Google it up. The Ballman, they came and arrested his tail. He going, you know the one.
Alex? Is it Alex?
Not the one with the blonde light type hair. Not the one, I think the younger one, not the older one. Not the one that was on the plane acting crazy, but the other one. Yeah, they came and got him. See, but see what it is they don't, I don't know, man, this is money management. They don't know about interest. They think about, you know, buying this, buying that. You know, they may, you know, rent something, you know, rent out an apartment for $100,000 a month, something like that. You know, not having nothing lined up in the pipeline. You know, not having no, you know, investments on the side. You know, it can be many reasons, man. It can be many reasons.
But here's my point. You don't hear this about I guess you say, I can't really call them new school actors. But as far as the old school actors, you don't hear them, you know, besides the ones that's gone or the older ones. But the middle of the road, the ones been around, you don't hear them having anything about no tax problems, the tax man coming to get them.
Yeah, like Denzel, Eddie Murphy, you don't hear that.
You know,
because see, when they get 20 million, they going to give them that 20 million. But then they still got to pay taxes. And they don't want to give it up. And then they blame it on accountants. Every time, I wouldn't want to be an accountant. I wouldn't want to be an accountant, big accountant. Because, you know what I mean, you try to do something, come out, and don't pay something right, they're going to blame it on him. Oh, it was in my accountant. I got screwed up by that. I got screwed up by this. Man, that money is hard up to give away, man. It's hard to give that money up when you got it in your hands and give it to that government. It's hard to write that check out because they didn't spend it.
Okay.
They didn't spend it. And then when they see, I got to write this check out for them. Well, damn, I only got like $2 million in the bank. Shit. Damn, I didn't know I had to pay him $4 million. Damn, I ain't even worth that much. Damn. I mean, that's the only way I can see. That's the only way I can see. I'm looking at it like I'm trying to keep it real. I mean, but I respect people like Denzel, Eddie, you know what I mean? Stay straight, always straight, money-wise, stuff like that. So
yeah. You know, just it's things you look and you're like, are they not passing this information down to the younger generation? Or, you know, in Hollywood, is everybody, you know, on their own? Is everybody just doing their damn thing? I want to say what's up to Goofy Bone who came to visit me in the chat room. Welcome, man. Hey, you know what to do. You talk to me 347-838-8622. Today is Freedom Fun Friday, and you're listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And I got Mike on the line, and we just chatting it up, man. You know, right now we talking about these stars and their tax problems. Why they got so many issues with their taxes, man? You know, but see, here's the other thing. Why is it us, Michael? Why is it us? That's all I'm going to say. Okay, you said Baldwin. Hey, they might as well throw him in the pot with us right now anyway because they figure he act that way. But why is it always us, man? Why? Why is it
money? Don't want to get that money up.
Just want to – we get the money
up. Want to get the money
up. We're going to live beyond our means, huh?
Well, it all depends on how a person. I mean, if you're not paying your it all depends on how a person's mental mind is. You know, how they see their future. You know, how they got plans straight up. Because if you sign something for $10 million, you got to say I'm getting $5 million. If they sign you, if you say, I did a movie for $10 million, you got to say I'm only getting $5 million. But you know, people don't look at it like that. That's the only thing I'm saying. And not having good people around them, and not, you know what I mean, just not having good people around them. I guess
I'm saying, could it be? You know? Could it possibly be that they're spending the money before they even get it? So when they make these movies, they're already in debt. So they. But I would think the man will get his off the top, though. That would be the normal thing to do. I would hope. Mm. But who knows? You know, who knows? It is what it is, Michael. It is what it is. All right. Well, we know Mr. Armstrong, he's got a lot to do. Apparently, I think him and Oprah got another part of their little interview to go, part three or something like that. But who cares? You know, that's going to be an ongoing thing for a moment.
But you got to realize the book, he's going to make money on the book. You know what I mean? He going to try to do a triathlon, drug-free, all that. It's something he got planned and on into there. I'm telling you.
Well, you know,
he's
going to
try
to
make some money off of it. He's going to make some money off of it. We already know
that. What about the cancer foundation he has? What's going to happen with that? Being that he was, you know, his name was basically the big name part of it. Does that take a little credibility away from that foundation, the Live Strong Foundation? Does that credibility, or are they just better off just separating themselves from Lance Armstrong and driving on with what they're doing?
No, they already got notoriety from it too. So the people that's donating, I don't think they could, like, because they already squashed themselves away from them. So you figure that you still want to keep that base, that customer base that you got, your donations, you know what I mean? That base of donating people that automatically know you want to keep them. You see what I'm saying? Because you still got that name, that brand name. You disassociate yourself with him and make sure that he paid that money, because they say they're going to give that money back to them, some of them charities.
Yeah.
And drive on. And drive on. And drive on. Because you don't want to lose that base, because he got a lot of people donating to that people. I'm just looking as if I was the executive of the charity. You see what I'm saying? That's how I would look at it. No, we're not going nowhere. We're going to write notes. We're going to put mail letters in, get our customers, get out our biggest donors, keep them, let us know we're going to disassociate with his lying ass. He's an antisocial type guy. He's crazy. And it was all good. But see, I mean, the fight is still cancer, though. I mean, he still had cancer, so you can't take that away from him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. Well, let's move on to our second topic here. Let's talk about this Notre Dame linebacker, Mante Teo, who apparently had this girlfriend that really wasn't a person. Apparently, you know, it was like an online dating thing.
Cyber pussy.
Lord, see, there you go. And now it comes out that she really wasn't anybody. But now, I mean, all season, you know, and I watched a little bit of, you know, I love me some college football. So, and they were making this big thing about how he was fighting. You know, she died from leukemia in September, and everything was, you know, inspiring for him. Then now we come to find out she never existed. You know, never existed. However, he did say, and here's the other thing about it. He made you believe that they were actually talking and had been in a relationship as in person to person. Well, come to find out, he said, you know, basically it was just talk back and forth on the phone, but, you know, she wasn't there. You understand what I'm saying? She wasn't there.
You already know, Mr. Tuck.
Here's the kicker. Once he found out, he kept it to himself for 22 days from the university. Okay? Now, before the championship game. After the championship game.
That she was fake?
Yeah. Once he found out, he still kept it from everybody for 22 days. And then once he told the university still kept it from everybody till it just happened to break on this little site. So that created a whole nother issue. And here's my question to that. Do you think he was a part of it, or was he a part of it, or was he actually a victim of this what they call catfishing?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say victim. I'm not going to try to describe that because I'd be getting theory, but I know he was a part of it. That's a fact. You already know, Mr. Tuck, I try to stay on the factual side of things.
Uh-huh.
He was a part of it. Now, his psychological, hold up now. They said his father seen the woman.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold up. And then they said his father seen the woman in person.
Uh-huh.
Who you seen? What she look like? That's what they said. You remember? Did you hear that?
Yeah, but what
they said that the father said that they seen the girl in real life. So I don't know what's going on.
I mean, there was a picture there.
Right, but still, he getting connected, telling the whole world his whole girlfriend died. He had to play it like it was for real, though, Mr. Talk. Even, let's say if he was a victim, he still played it to the world like his girlfriend was dying and he's seen her.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us an illusion. He gave us an illusion.
Ah.
And then, hold up now, let's go back to your facts. You say now he held it.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's stay with the facts. Let's deal with the facts and let's just look at actuality. That's all we got to do, Mr. Tom.
Well, wait, before we go any further, let me bring my other caller in real fast, okay?
All right.
8418, you're on the air. What's going on?
What's crack lagging? It's Goofy Bone.
What's going on, Mr. Goofy? How are you tonight, man?
Oh, man, I wanted to jump on this as soon as I can. I mean, go ahead. What was his name? Michael.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael. Finish what you were saying, brother.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how you doing, brother? How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
All right. Hey, but I was saying, the universe, now he kept it for 22 days, and that means you're fearful. You hiding something. What you hiding? Right. Then you say the university found out. Then they hid it. Now, you saying that the only reason why it came out because of the, and somebody blasted out on the internet. They had no control over it. So they was trying to control it. So something ain't right.
My thing is I think he's trying to hide that he's gay.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Now that is a very interesting.
I'm just tripping off of you.
Let's be honest, yeah. I mean, a man's doing the prank, okay? From what we heard, that Tui Asasopo dude, he did the prank, okay?
Yeah.
And then supposedly Dum Dum fell for the prank, and you know. I think they're just hiding, you know, their little relationship, because if they were to find out that the Heisman was, you know, a gay, you know, that would just totally tear up everything, especially, what is he, Hawaiian or something?
Yeah,
you know,
I think he's Hawaiian.
You know, that would tear up, you know, a whole race right there. They wouldn't know what to do. You know what I mean? It's like you got the star of the stars. You're right there, a defensive man. As a Heisman Trophy candidate, and they found out you gay? Oh, man, they're going to start saying, oh, football is weak. You know, we got, you know, they're going to start saying so much crap. But to be honest with you, this sounds like, you know, a gay cover-up. That's what it does sound like. But who knows? The guy hasn't talked yet, so, you know, people are going to hide whatever they're going to hide, but they're going to tell you itsy-bitsies of the truth. But we'll see, I guess.
Well, when he said it was a hoax, he had everybody questioning. What you mean it was a hoax? You going for it over the internet? I mean, he say he a Mormon, though. He say he a Mormon. That's what they say. That's what I'm hearing.
My thing is that if the guy's going to, you know, fall in love with a chick, don't sit there and pour your heart out when they're giving you an interview. When you haven't even seen the girl, I mean, let's have a picture of you and her.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, together. So let's have that picture. And if you can't do it,
exactly.
No, but if you can't do it, at least Photoshop that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. I mean. Yeah, you know how stupid that made him look? I mean, I'm dead serious.
Nah, he in university. He's smart. He had to be smart to get to know the dame. He's smart now.
Imagine all the pussy that's shooting at him. And
exactly, right in his face.
Internet bimbo. I mean, come on,
but he can't do that,
man.
because he's living another image. He can't do that. He wants to do that, but see, right now his mind's confused as a young man. I can see it as a man. I'm just saying, as a man looking at a human. Objectively, he's confused. Has to be. He's at that stage right now. As men, we can see that. He's the man, that man. But see, they was trying to say that he was trying to pump it up, making it as a hoax, so everybody can have sympathy for him. So when he played good, they can say, "Oh my goodness, he played so well. He had so much inspiration. Let's give him the Heisman." They was trying to say he was trying to play it that way. Trickery. Remember they said an antisocial, someone used trickery to get more, any type of game. That's what they say.
Man, okay. If you're going to pull some shit like that, at least have like your mom or dad be some sort of superhero saving kids from, you know, a bad guy about to blow them up or something. You know what I mean? My girlfriend died twice, once from leukemia and the other one from a car crash. You know, I thought this broad had 9 lives, but she ended at 2. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Right.
Okay, let me read y'all something. Tails Fought Brian, who was interviewed on October 12th, the reporter quotes, the reporter quotes Brian Tail in the article as saying, every once in a while, she would travel to Hawaii, and that happened to be the time Mate was home. So he would meet with her there, and we came to the realization that she could be our daughter-in-law. Sadly, it won't happen now. So, who did they meet?
I told you it's crazy.
I mean, that's pretty much
shit. Oh,
you
must
have
told
you
that. I told you it's crazy. Something ain't right. Something ain't right, man. And guess what? The university was trying to hide it. The university was trying to hide it. That's money. That's money. They don't want no nothing like that. That's money. The university was trying to hide it until the internet, the old famous internet. You can hate the internet all you want, but the internet gives some. I mean, you're not gonna get. They got some good knowledge on that internet. Believe that. It's some factual information be coming out on that internet. People be talking. Don't believe you. The people that I always hear that say hating the internet about information, they don't like the truth. They don't like the truth. Everything is not real on the internet, you write, but some things you keep searching is factual.
I mean,
it opens up universities. You don't have to go to the library no more to look at nothing.
Apparently, he supposedly knew the girl for what, 3 years before she reportedly died from leukemia. So I'm not understanding now. It's getting real cloudy. Here.
See,
you know,
as you talking more, Mr. Talk, you know what? It seems like it's a game he playing.
No, I'm really beginning
I agree with you. I think it's that sympathy shit. You know
exactly. Because America like the little comeback sympathy story. They always want a story behind a player. You see what I'm saying?
America's always built up on some like a little story. You know what I'm saying? But that story, I wouldn't give a shit if the motherfucker, you know, your old lady died. You know, that's on you. You know, that's something you gotta have to deal with. You know, now if the guy, you know, saved you people from a bank robber and he got shot and you know, you want to go out like that. Now that's a story. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Mr. Talk, I'm about to get out of here. Michael, it was good talk with you guys.
All right, take it easy, man.
This is stressing me out. I need to smoke some weed and get drunk and see what happens from there.
I hear that, man. Take it easy,
man. Don't tell us what your next show is on.
Oh, my next show's in March 1st, 2013. March 1st. Just.
Okay.
Look me up at blogtalkradio.com/goofy-bone. Everybody have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank you, Goofy,
for joining us, man. You know what, though? But Goofy Bone did bring up a good point. Maybe that's what it was. Wow. You know, that opens up a whole new door if that is, in fact, what they were doing, trying to hide a homosexual relationship. Now, that opens up a whole nother plethora of problems. I'm not going to say problems, but, because that is something that still is not really highly accepted. You know, it's one of those things that's spoken, is one of them unspoken laws in the football world. You know, if that's your situation, that's fine, but don't bring it up in here with us. So that could actually be a legitimate reason for this so-called girlfriend that really never existed. But here's the question. Why did his father say they met the girl? You know, it's too many pieces here that's not fitting together.
See, all that gay, I respect what you said, but all that gay shit, that's a little bit too much theory. I mean, see, that's too much theory. All I know, he said it was a girl, and ain't something ain't right. Something ain't right. So, give me a picture of her. Give me a picture. You said it was a name. Hold on. I mean, because it's identification. No, you said the father seen her. We said that the father said we seen her, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be some identification. It has to be. It has to be. Is this the woman that you seen the picture that? Because listen, on the internet, listen, I'm in IT. Listen, y'all think that they say the companies delete your message after 6 months. Let me tell you one thing. The government made that. They search for everything. They can get anything. Every time you put something in email, it's there forever. I say forever. They store it somewhere. They got it. They might not want to deny it, but I'm telling you, with that Patriot Act, they got it. When Facebook say they end your stuff and delete, I'm telling you, it's ciphered somewhere. It's a filter. They got it. The feds got this, man.
That's how. Why you think they went to Penn State and got the emails on Joe Paterno and stuff? And locked down. It's because of emails years ago. They got it. They're going to track you down. It's an address. They already got information. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
So that's how when the college came out, he said, well, during our track, and they did it with IT guys. I'm listening to him. Since he said that, I'm thinking computers. They did the track, and they can get the IP address. They even can go and know if he talked to on the phone or not. Did you talk to this girl on the phone? What number it was? Let's call this person. See, something ain't right. So it's either a hoax. He playing this game, yo. Is it somebody lying? I'm sorry, you cannot be dealing with this girl for 3 years, yo, over no phone, and you ain't never said it before. If that's the case, ask your father, is this the same girl? Because they had to have pictures of her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's dealing with somebody that he doesn't have pictures of over the internet, then he's crazy. He's delusional.
There were pictures that were shown. Well, hold on for a minute.
So his father should say, picture I have on the computer screen, this is the same person I've seen in person.
Yeah.
If he can't say that, something wrong.
Okay, well, hold on, Michael. Let's bring somebody else. 111, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Are you talking about the Manette, Tio?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Joe. How you doing? You're sounding a whole lot better, brother. I like that.
Yeah, well, I feel a little better, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. Well, I know you got a theory on it.
Oh, I'm glad, because this is a topic which is very interesting. The guy... the boy himself perpetrated the hoax.
Right.
You know, he can't be somebody who's so stupid that he's going to talk to a voice for 2 years over the internet or over the phone and still believe it's the same woman that died. He perpetrated the hoax. It's too obvious to me.
Well, that's one heck of an elaborate hoax, Joe, don't you think?
Well, I mean, it's an elaborate, I think it's a lie. I think he did it, you know, because there are a lot of pathological liars out here, and people are trying to make him out to be like a victim.
Exactly.
How can he be a victim? If first off, his father said that they had met, then his father said
correct.
They didn't meet, but at the press conference, there was a reporter, I think he was from USA Today. He was asking the Notre Dame guy about it, and that reporter who was asking the question, that was the reporter that the father said that his son, whatever this guy's name is, Matteo, had met her. So the father told this reporter they had met. Now he's saying, the kid is now saying they never met. Except online. Then she dies. Then she comes back to life to call him. But he never offers to go visit her or to have her visit him. It's a bunch of shit.
It's a bunch of shit, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
And he got and when he came out and said he died, he got pressure. They want to see obituaries, people saying, what's up with this girl? And people around him, I'm telling you, for him to come out, listen. He said he came and he told the university that it was a hoax. I guarantee you it was fear in him. It had to be some fear and pressure for him to say it was a hoax. Somebody was pressuring him because he came on national TV talking about it. And you know, you dummy. When you talk about your girlfriend died, don't you know the media want to talk to them people's family and search? They nosy, you fool. And he had to come. Fair. I know I'm speaking fact. I know that. It was pressure coming on him.
Hey, hold on, Mr. Talk. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get something. I'm gonna get something out the kitchen. I'll be right back, man.
Okay. But you know, Joe, and here's another angle they're trying to throw on it right about now is
the poor guy got duped because for some reason, out of all the girls that this guy could have had, now remember, this guy was he was the number one linebacker in high school. He was the number one recruit of all the colleges when this guy graduated from whatever high school he graduated from. So not only is he a jock, and jock get more ass than most guys do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So this guy probably got laid by the time he was around 15 more times than most men do in their lifetime. Because he's a jock, and not only is he a jock, he's an All-American. So he's got, you know, his past, he's got pussy all around him. But
instead of having
the available good-looking chicks, which are there, who are willing to be with him, he's got to pick some girl online. Does that make sense?
No. Not really, no. But see, and that's what I was about to say. Here's a twist that, you know, everybody keeps bringing up, is maybe they was using this to hide a homosexual relationship.
Well, then why say anything at all? I mean, how many guys are going to come out and say, well, I'm going to do this for my girlfriend. My girlfriend died. Most people just, you know, they ask him, how's the game? Are we going to vote it to? Well, my mother, my father, my sister, you know. But now he's going to make up a story just to try to cover that he may be homosexual? Well, that's stupid by itself.
So do you think maybe, just maybe, I'm just going to put it, just maybe the university had a little bit to do with it in hopes that it would push him over the head, get the sympathy vote for the Heisman Trophy?
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's possible that they probably looked the other way and they probably didn't question too much. Because, you know, he's their top linebacker, he's their All-American, he brings prestige, and he brings alumnus donations to the college. So maybe they look the other way. I don't think they're in on it, except for looking the other way. But this doesn't make sense. Even if they say, well, he's a Mormon, he doesn't want to get laid, and all that kind of good stuff, he still has to find a mystery chick online to have a two-year relationship with, and then she dies, and then somebody calls back, pretends that she's the girl that died, and he believes it. So either this guy's one of the dumbest idiots that ever played ball, mm-hmm. or he's in on it.
So let me put a whole different view on it. So what is the difference between him and Lance Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong lied about taking performance enhancement drugs. He violated the law. This guy's lying, and maybe by lying he's violating some law.
But isn't a lie a lie?
Well, a lie's a lie, yeah, but Lance Armstrong, he didn't really want attention given to him, you know. Because that would show eventually that he was taking drugs. And this guy wanted attention, and like Mike was saying, he's a fool. He's a moron. I mean, if you say, well, my girlfriend died, somebody's bound to try to follow. Actually, they didn't even follow up that closely. This guy was just such an all-American guy that they thought, well, okay, she died. It's a tragedy. Let's leave him in peace. But somebody had sent an anonymous email saying this whole thing is bullshit, and then they let the reporters over at Deadspin follow their noses.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl's the photograph of the girl that belongs to somebody else. The girl came forward and said that's my photograph.
So, once again, I'm going to throw the question, who did his parents meet then? You know, who did his father meet then? His father said they met the girl, so who did they meet?
So he's lying too.
And the plot thickens.
A whole bunch of fucking liars. They just wanted his son to have, the scholarship to get to make the multi-million-dollar paydays and all that kind of good stuff.
He's already a senior. What was that going to do as far as a possible NFL career? Not a damn thing.
Well, no, I mean, it made him a
could have gotten him the Heisman Trophy. And if he got the Heisman Trophy, maybe it would have, you know, made him feel that he would have gone sooner in the draft.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's a point. So, I guess here's my question: Has sports in the? I guess you can't really say sports. You know, is our sports system out of control now? Are we just gullible, becoming gullible for anything?
Well, how are you connecting the sports out of control to gullibility?
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, they had Lance Armstrong, doping up, which, you know, we went through this with baseball. Now he's admitting it. Now we got Teo. You know, mm-hmm. they fabricated some great story, apparently. So, I mean, and we, the sports fans, you know, we're falling for all this for the majority of it. So, I guess, can you say, are the fans becoming more gullible? And then,
well, I don't think if you have any more scandals like this, I don't think so. I think more sports fans will probably wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I like to have sports without any kind of drugs. I wouldn't even want the drugs to be legal because then I don't want to see a whole bunch of hulks up there at the plate, you know, who are 6'2" and weigh 400 pounds and look like Bruce Banner.
Mm. Let's see. Couldn't find an Armstrong unlikely to face fraud or perjury charges after doping admission. Just seeing that on breaking news. So, you know, it's like ain't nobody really trying to do anything. Hold on. Let me bring Rob in. See what he got to say on the subject.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chef, you on the line. What's on? What's up?
Hey, greetings, people.
Hey. Greetings. You look at you eating away.
I don't know. I thought you were going to give me a few minutes. Okay, you know, let me get right into it. What the brother said earlier about deleting stuff from your deleting information from your computer, I ain't always been a chef. Okay, there are still clusters and sectors on the hard drive where that you can't access, so it's still there. So you can go ahead, pretty much you need to just simply destroy it and burn the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and but it's a couple of things that, you know, come to mind here. You know, talking to somebody online, I mean, talking to somebody on the phone for 2 years, you met them online. I mean, they have webcams and stuff now, don't they? I mean, like, you know, he could never ever see this person live. I don't hear anybody saying anything about him seeing this person live. And I think that some of the questions, I think what's going to be happening soon is that they're going to be questioning some of these sites. Where did he meet her at? How did he meet her? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the idea about about the webcam is a good idea. That's what I always recommend. And apparently, well, look, the broad's fictitious. I don't even think we should even go into it any further as to whether or not the chick was ever alive.
But no, I think we come to that. We know that. But the I think we're questioning how in the hell did he not know this, though?
Wait a minute. If the girl was never alive, and he and his father are talking about having met the girl, ipso facto, that means they're the ones that created the hoax.
Hmm.
Well, I'm watching the Bulls game. It's in overtime right now, right? And I just saw something flashing about it on the screen. It was a Tuyasasupu or something like that. And it says him, his cousin, and a female cousin were all in on going ahead and helping with this hoax thing here.
Mm.
It's about to flash up again, but they said that the female cousin was the one he was talking to on the phone. So that's what keeps flashing on the bottom of the screen.
That's bullshit.
I kind of agree.
Look, like you said, if you're online and you're falling in love with a girl, you never want to see what the fuck she looks like.
Well, I mean, hey, maybe he was gullible like that.
You know, people are giving this guy a little bit too much credit. You know, they're thinking, oh, poor guy. No, if you're that stupid, I don't believe it. I think you perpetrated the hoax. You did it for attention. You did it to try to get the Heisman Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are just pathological liars. He's one of them. His cousin,
well,
his cousin,
you know,
already
did,
said
they
that.
They did win that last game, though, Joe, right? I mean,
huh?
They did win the game. Notre Dame did win that game, and they pretty much upped the team.
Who went to the games?
I mean, it was supposed to. It was maybe it was to motivate the team. That's why he did it.
Who cares? He's still lying. But how's you going to motivate the team by having a dead girlfriend?
What's your response, Marshall?
Okay, so here's the catch, though. Once he did find out, he still withheld it for 22 days before he told anybody.
He found out what? That this girl that supposedly was his girlfriend was not his girlfriend?
Right.
I'm saying that the girl never existed and it's his creation to begin with.
So here's my point, though. Why even tell anybody? I mean, once you find out it's a fake, why even tell anybody?
Eric, you're asking the wrong question.
Oh,
if he's the one that robbed the bank, he's not going to tell people he robbed the bank. But you keep asking, well, why didn't he tell people the bank was robbed? Because he robbed the bank.
Here's my point, Joe. My question is, why would he say anything then? After he finally decided, okay, this is, you know, I'm going to let it go, why mention it to anybody else after that?
Well, because it already had publicity, so
You know, one thing I would say like this for me, I know myself. I personally, if this situation occurred in my life, I wouldn't really want to be talking about all that on camera. It's none of your damn business. I had to go ahead and keep it private and personal, you know, because I wouldn't want nothing to go ahead and be making me get a little bit too emotional about that. I mean, I love my grandmother. If I lost my grandmother, I wouldn't deal with it. But a double whammy like that, and you're a little too calm, and then you're talking about it this quick, it would have to be some years before I say something.
It's a funny thing. I know where you're coming from, Eric. You're thinking, okay, this guy may have been the dupe of some girl who was trying to be his girlfriend. First off, it assumes that the girl that died actually existed. Okay?
Okay.
Do you think that girl actually existed?
No. Well, we already know that she didn't exist.
Wait. She existed. She is a real person. I was just looking, and this, let me see. It was just up here, man. She's a, what was she, man? It was just up here. This girl, they identified the girl in the photos. And,
the girl in
the
photo.
Yeah, the girl in the
photos.
The
girl in the
photo
is a real girl, but that's her picture that was stolen. She's not
Kay. Yeah.
She's not Lenny Kay. She's somebody else.
Right.
And that's not the girl that called, what's his face?
That was Tui some cousin of his or something. That's what it was flashing on the bottom of the screen.
Wait a minute.
I can't say the name. I don't want to.
So, in other words,
it's four people in on it, Joe.
Manateo says, Manateo's cousin says that Tusasopo, whatever his name is.
You know what I mean?
Is a lawyer. I mean, is a liar.
Oh,
I read that yesterday, and I heard the tape. The guy called into a show. They put the tape online. I listened to it for the part where he says he's a liar. The thing is, let's say some girl did exist, okay? Because a lot of people are going to say, oh, poor guy's a victim of being duped. Let's say this girl existed. So now Manateo falls in love with this girl, right?
Right.
Now the girl dies, right? And he never met her, right?
Right.
He had a relationship with her for 2 years online, never asked for a picture, never sent a picture, never did a webcam. That, to me, already tells me that this is all bullshit. The girl never existed, period.
Well, what we're saying is the girl's the picture that he was shown. We're talking about the picture that he was shown. The actual girl did exist.
But that's not the girl he says is his...
Okay, I must be misunderstanding. Okay, what I thought is the girl
he
was shown...
Picture. Somebody took a picture.
Uh-huh.
Right? Of another girl.
Uh-huh.
Used it as supposedly this guy's girlfriend. But the girl that's supposed to be the girlfriend never existed. It's a phony picture, in other words. It's a picture of a girl who doesn't know Manateo. It's like if you go to Google and you download a picture and you say, okay, this is Eric's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the picture exists. the girl who took the, you know, who is in the picture exists, but it's not your girlfriend.
Okay, I'm gonna go to a site. I gotta pick me a bunch of girls. Let me pick some pictures, man. I need some girlfriends like that. I gotta get some pictures of them.
Yeah, and don't forget to ask them for webcams once you make a get a hold of them.
I gotta give me a. Oh yeah, I found some fine ones here, boy. Yeah, hold on. Give me a minute, man. I'll be back. All right.
Yeah, find one for me too. All right, I want one that talks though. Yeah.
She has to talk, yeah. Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Hey, I see Mr. What's up, Mr. Pianki? I see you out there in the chat room. Welcome to the show, man. Wow. You know, y'all sub else. All right.
You know,
okay.
I called in to a national talk show about this, and they were giving me the same thing. They said, well, what if the girl, first off, I read only part of the Deadspin article at the time.
Right,
and the
right.
Deadspin article said it was a hoax. So when I read that, I said, oh, okay, then this guy perpetrated the hoax. I didn't know that the media was thinking that the guy was the victim of a hoax.
Yeah.
I thought they realized the guy perpetrated the hoax, made the whole thing up. Mm-hmm. But they're saying, nah, the poor guy got duped by somebody else who ran a hoax on him. So if you want to go with that premise, let's go with that premise. Let's say the guy... he's an innocent guy, okay?
Okay.
Now he meets somebody online, right?
Right.
And the person who he meets, he falls in love with, okay?
I'm still with you.
All right. So now, if the girl is real, then how come there's no record of her when she dies?
And I think that's where his story began to actually fall apart.
Which means he perpetrated the hoax.
Because like Michael said, you know, eventually when you put stuff out there like that, the news media has a nasty act of trying to find death certificates and things like that, obituaries, and I guess there wasn't any, which I think...
Okay, but let's put it another way.
Let's say the guy
was duped, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's say he was duped. Let's say somebody wanted to perpetrate a hoax on him.
Right.
Okay? So let's say the Tusasupo gets a cousin, and for some reason, Manateo falls in love with the girl. So now they got the girl who is a fraud, who is trying to scam Manateo.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to say that the guy is so stupid that he was scammed for 2 whole years, never having seen the girl.
Well, that's what they're making it seem like.
2 years.
Does
anybody believe that the guy who's a jock, he's not a geek now, right? He's not a guy with broken glasses and pocket protectors and wears one leg shorter than the other. This guy is a high school All-American. He's a Notre Dame All-American. You're going to tell me this guy can never find anybody else to have a relationship with except an anonymous, faceless, online romance for 2 years.
Hey, Joe, I found a girl for you. She ain't got no arms, but she's pretty.
Can't she do the nasty really good?
That's going to be up to you, Joe. Could be tricky, but we'll see.
Well, that crazy.
You got to throw some arms on her, okay? All right.
Wow. All right. All right, well, we you know what? We're going to move on from Mr. Tayo because... it's more to come. You know, there's too many holes and things we still have, you know, we don't know about. I'm sure the rest of it's going to come out. I guess he'll be having a, he'll go on Oprah and come up with the, confess what it really was to.
Yeah, and then he'll say, well, I was emotionally distressed because my grandmother died. I was very, very vulnerable. Some girl contacts me. I figure, well, why the hell not? And then, you know, because of the way we wrote back and forth, we fell in love with each other, you know. But then you still have to have some kind of proof that the girl existed. Where's the proof the girl existed?
I say bring them to the Chicago Bears. We used to controversy over here in Chicago. Look at Chicago politics, boy. I mean, you know, we always need
somebody
like that.
Speaking of Chicago, I'm glad you said that. Chicago has one of their top aldermen, I think, that wants to ban sports drinks.
Yeah, oh man, I've been hearing about that, man. I mean, this idiot. I mean, it's all of the other stuff that's going on around here in this city, man. And he's gonna concentrate on that. He's just walking. That means he's driving past all the rough neighborhoods, all the crime, and all the other stuff that's going on here, the poverty and people unemployed and all this stuff. And he goes into the store and he sees people. I just that don't make no sense. He's a moron. Money wasted. This another guy should go ahead and just quit and resign right now. You know, he's taking a government check, and how can he justify staying there by going ahead and bringing up stupid shit like this?
I think you feel a certain way about that, huh?
Hell, man. Ooh, my goodness. I was hearing that on the radio. I had to change the channel, man. I was like, get out of here.
Well, I mean, he just wants a certain size.
What does he want?
He wants to eliminate a certain size of sports drinks from being sold.
Sports drinks. And here in the city where, hey, look, over 500, close to 40-something people were killed, and about almost 200 of them were kids, and he going to concentrate on sports drinks. To show you the mentality of these people, man.
Yeah, because they supposedly killed a couple of kids, and you know, kids going to the emergency room with, you know, fast heartbeats and stuff like that. That takes precedence over us killing each other. You know that, Rob? What's going on with you?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, them sports drinks are just as deadly as them bullets flying. Yeah, you're right, man. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Just like that idiot in New York, the Bloomberg mayor.
Okay, what did the Bloomberg done?
Well, didn't you hear? I mean, like a few months ago, he limited the sales of soft drinks to only 16 ounces.
Yeah, well, you know, in some cases, something got to be done. But I think we have, like Rob said, we have more important things to worry about in this country right now besides that kind of stuff. But it is what it is. All right, y'all. You know what? I'm through talking serious now. Can we get to having some fun? Because I know I got some stuff that Joy is going to love tonight.
Here we go. The bullshit starts.
Oh, come on, Joe. You haven't laughed all week.
Yeah. You're going to talk about some woman with no legs, just like the woman with no arms.
No.
Hey, don't talk bad about my girlfriend. Now, Joe, you don't want her, I'll take her.
See, I ain't talking about nobody.
I'll wrap her up in a goddamn FedEx and send it to you.
Thanks, man. I'll take her. Hey, you're missing out on something good.
No, I got my own chick. I never met her, but I know she's good.
You know what, man? You know, hey, look, man. It could be some good stuff, Joe. I'm telling you, you're missing out on something.
Lord. I hear, you know, if you go anonymous, you never go back. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but do you ever go forward? Hell, that's the question.
No. I got Rick Ross,
Rick Ross is being sued by Rick Ross. Now, here we go. Yeah, a rapper sued by a drug trafficker for allegedly stealing his name.
Oh, a drug trafficker.
Rapper Rick Ross is being sued by the drug trafficker Rick Ross for allegedly stealing his name to forge a career. And top music industry execs are being handed subpoenas for the trial. Apparently, he stole his man's name while he was the original Rick Ross was a former cocaine kingpin, infamous for running a drug empire in L.A. in the 1980s. Well, he went to jail in 1996 and got out in 2009 and said his name has been exploited and misused since he went to prison. And the rapper has made millions off his name, so he wants his share of the money. What kind of mess is that? Really?
That's interesting.
Well, see, this is the thing, though. Hello?
Uh-huh.
This is tough.
Yeah. Welcome back, Michael.
The reason why he has a case, because it's not far-fetched. I think he's going to lose. But this is the reason why these lawyers have a case. It's not stupid. Because when Rick Ross comes out, he's painting an image. He's painting the image that he's a coke dealer. He's a hood star, drug kingpin, and he's using the name Rick Ross, which has Rick Ross was dealing with the Rick Ross has a real story, the real Rick Ross. out in California, he deals with the CIA. He's one of the first people with the he was caught up in an Iran-Contra with the drugs and Noriega and all that type of stuff. The Nicaragua with guns, saying that the CIA got cocaine from the Nicaragua
to sell it in America to get cash. I mean, first, these are accurate papers. I mean, this is not no lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is HBO
mm-hmm.
special. I mean, these are documents. You can laugh all you want,
this
but what I'm saying is, but what I'm saying is, he's trying to paint an image like he was him. That's the only thing I'm saying. Now, I don't think he's going to win at all because people use saying they Tony Montana and was somebody going to sue because of the movie Scarface. A rapper come out saying it. But he was painting the image like he's this drug kingpin. And if you reel the real Rick Ross,
blow your mic open.
He's painting like he's somebody else's image. And he's not. See, that's what's wrong with rappers. They speak in the present tense, but they not. I mean, you saying you this, you that, but you're not that. You're a rapper. You're not on the block selling drugs. You're not on the block selling drugs no more. You're a rapper. So why you keep on speaking in present tense, which is having a psychological impact on kids? That's a fact. Words do control. But that's why he's saying it, because he's saying he's the real Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross, but he's not the real Rick Ross. The real Rick Ross has a story. He dealt with the CIA and all that. The first guy that ever got a bundle of cocaine in California. So
all
that's
right.
Why he said, and I just want to say this, and I'll be quiet. When you're a rapper, you do have to paint yourself as this authentic street guy to make money. If you come out like, for instance, Vanilla Ice, His career was ended because he wasn't authentic. He said he was from the hood and he grew up hard when he didn't, and his career was over. So you do have to paint an image.
All right.
So, I mean, maybe that's what they're going to court for, man. I don't know. I don't think he's going to win,
probably.
But that's the only basis. That's the only basis I can say.
All right. Well,
probably
we shall see.
It makes sense. I mean, the guy, if he's a drug dealer and the rapper wants to try to, you know, give an image that, you know, he's hard, and he's using Rick Ross's name, then I can understand why Rick Ross would say, well, if you're going to use my name and you're going to try to sell records based on a fact you're trying to make people believe that you're some kind of hood, then pay me some money.
All right, then. Okay,
look,
we want
to
man,
you know what? I need some of these rappers to go ahead and be Chef Rob and be thugs, man, so I can help me out.
Whatever, Rob. I want to welcome Lo to the conversation, to the show tonight. What's going on, Lo?
What's going on? How's everybody? What's up, Eric? Good topic. Hell of a topic. I'm enjoying the conversation so far. What's up, Joe? You're sounding good, brother.
Yeah, there you go, Lo. Yeah, I'm sounding better,
hey.
But.
Hey, no, you sounded damn good. From the podcast. Hey, anyway, Mike, Chef, what's happening?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I mean, real quick on this, because see, now we got to the heart of the bullshit. Now, okay. First and foremost, you get a prison guard that looks like Carl Winslow off of Steve Urkel. So. Turn this motherfucker in that he was one of the biggest drug pushers that ever came out of the ghettos to change his image, and all of a sudden he got black glasses on. He's grown a beard. He's hard to steal. All he's ever done was move drugs. And then the worst part about it was he denied it. Came back after he didn't come back and say anything until the video came out. And he was asked, and he denied it, and then the photo came out of him standing there smiling with his little uniform on. And so I guess by then his handlers had got to him and said, hey, you know, you're going to have to go ahead and come clean with this because, you know, it's a part of the image that you picked up now. I mean, you know, now let's just say that I was one of the biggest drug dealers that ever came along. And I use my name, and someone, and I'm in prison now. And 20 years later, somebody comes behind me and want to glorify me, and I don't receive any royalties off of that. That's bullshit. I mean, the Son of Sam law says that I can't promote it myself and get paid. But how's this fat bastard gonna make money off of me? And I don't see any of this money, you know. Me personally, I'm against all of it because it's all foolishness. But at any token, you know, you get this clown that's coming on. Oh, I moved all of this weight. Oh, I did this. Oh, I shot this motherfucker. I did. You ain't never did a damn thing but lock him up. And I'll be the first to say on this platform, that is the number one reason why I turn my back on listening to rap altogether, because you got all these fucking liars and you got all these homosexuals running around in the rap industry. I don't want to hear that.
Wow. Let me give you another one.
Let me give you another one real quick, brother. I got a couple of buddies, right? They got recording studios, right? Now, I grew up in some rough areas, right? One of the areas was pretty much kind of protected until we moved out of there, and then I went to even a really rougher area. So I went to one of my buddies' recording studios because I'm trying to get him to do some things for me. And he's going ahead, and he's got these young rappers in there, right? Now, mind you, where I live now, this is what the recording studio is like, blocks from here. These young cats live in this area. And we live in the suburbs. I live about close to 50 miles outside of Chicago. Now, these guys in there rapping, and they go ahead and spitting it out. But I had listened to it. I said, hey, the music sound nice. But when I listened to what they was talking about, and I'm saying, man, y'all ain't got to go through all that. You live in the suburbs. Y'all some weak-ass fuckers. They talking about they got to kill, shoot, do this, do that, move weight, all this other stuff. And y'all live in nice houses. I grew up in places where you didn't have windows. We didn't even have running water, and the toilet wasn't even running, working sometimes. You literally had to go and put your stuff in a bucket and throw it out the window. So these guys, a lot of these cats, man, is in this rap game, especially today, they a lot of weak so-and-so. And this is what's giving the black community a whole lot of problem, because you got these weak punks out here like that. And also, Suge Knight said it. He said it perfectly. He said majority of a lot of these guys coming into the rap game are a bunch of fags. A bunch of them. So, you know, all of them are a bunch of frauds, but they go ahead influencing other young minds. And that really messed me up. When I was at my buddy's recording studio and he had these morons talking about shooting people, throwing them in a dumpster, I was like, man, how can you sit here and listen to this? We grew up in these areas, man. And you listen to that, he's like, man, but they paying money. I mean, it's the money that's going ahead messing up a whole lot of our mindsets, man. And I just don't get it.
But see, the thing of it is, for them to be so-called this, they have to be authentic, and then they have to get a criminal record, then make an album, so they can say, yeah, I did this, I did that, and so they can be real. You see,
Mike,
what I'm saying?
Up.
But see, I...
Hold up.
Okay.
Hold up. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm going. One of my partners told me, he used a saying that made a lot of sense. Real before rap.
Mm.
I was out here getting it well before I fell up into this rap bullshit. That's what that means, you know. Mm-hmm. I already was moving it. I already was making this money, and all I'm doing now is putting it on wax. Other than that, if I wasn't putting it on wax, I would be out there getting the money in the streets, you know. Motherfuckers is kissing other men in the mouth to ensure that they keep getting money.
Oh,
and
that's bad visual.
Dressing up like homosexuals. Everything come out of Lil Wayne's mouth is about money, and baby's mouth about money. But they kissing each other in the fucking mouth and dressing up like homosexuals and shit. I don't respect that. I couldn't listen to
that.
What you gonna do? You gonna do a drive by with a love gun, with a love pistol? I don't know. What the fuck, man? I'm just asking. Like I said, that's why I did a 360 from rap in all of 1 week, because I'm sitting here and I was at work talking to some guys. Oh man, Rick Ross, bro, this motherfucker got this hardcore. I'm like, bro, this motherfucker's fake and you know it and you love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, but man, get the fuck out. I'm grown, bro. I'm too old for that. I'm too old for that. Don't sit up inside of me. I don't want to be lied to.
Mm. I like that real before rap, because there's too many people out here going ahead and taking that fantasy to a whole nother messed up level, man. It's ridiculous.
But see, words have power, though. But this is factual information. This goes for me and it goes for anybody out here. This dialogue we have, we supposed to have it. But if any time I produce something, I'm affirming who I am. This is a fact. This goes for anybody. If I produce something, I'm affirming who I am. When I want someone to buy it, I want a transformation in them. That's a fact. When you produce something, you want a transformation in somebody. You want them to keep on buying it.
So that's a fact. So when the kids buy it, they're affirming who they are, and they're being transformed. That's a fact. We can see it. That's not an opinion I just said. That's actuality. That goes to anything. Like, for instance, I'll use this show and I'll be quiet, and I'll prove my point, what I just said. Mr. Talk, you produces this show. It affirms who you are. You like to talk. You like to conversate, right? And you want a transformation. You want us to come up with some issues, to come up with some solutions. It's a fact. I'm consuming it. I'm a consumer. I call this show. It's affirming who I am. I like to talk. And I'm going to have some transformation. That's a fact. So now take that process to the rap game. That's why they're speaking in the present tense. You're talking about, I understand what you're talking about, be real, tell how, but you can't go and speak like you're still doing it to these kids. You're speaking in the present tense. See, I used to do that. I stopped rapping. So what are you talking about? You're glorifying the life. They're going to do it. I'm speaking facts. This is not an opinion. I'm saying it because words have a psychological control over people, and we should know that. We know that. Words do have a psychological impact.
Well, of course, we all know that, Mike. And I'm not going against you on what you're saying. But like I say, the way they talk it is though they still doing it. Oh, I mean, Rick Ross said it out of his own mouth. Yeah, I used to work at the prison, but you know, I do whatever. You know, I could still go in the hood right now and move 10 keys and do this. Motherfucker.
They'll blow his head off. They'll rob the shit out of him.
Say that bullshit. Exactly. And so what I'm saying is, you talking about what you did do, what you will do, and what you are doing. That's the whole concept of the music business now. And I will say that I have heard, and I do know people that have tried to go into the industry, and if you don't bring guns, drugs, sex, you bitch, you hoe, fuck you, N-word, this, that, or whatever, you won't make it. If you bring something positive, you will not blow up, because that is not a positive stream that they're not trying to reach anyone in a positive way. No way, form, or fashion. Everything that's glorified is pretty much vanity. I mean, a ring, a watch, a car, $500 blue jeans. Who give a fuck? You know, talk to me about something else. I'm a little older than that, you know what I'm saying? But that's what they're talking about. That's what they glorify. And the majority of the stuff in those videos is rented.
Oh yeah. Ooh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was I saw that too, man. They were about to. The other guy, there was another guy in the studio when I was listening to my buddy go in here and record these guys, and there was another guy who did the video. He was on the phone going ahead and calling all these places that go ahead and give you the costume jewelry, not even real jewelry, man.
right. And something that was crazy to me. I can remember back in I was overseas and I was reading an article. I think it was 2009. I was working abroad and I think it was somebody from the Hot Boys. It was either Baby or Manny Fresh. Had to go, all this money they supposedly already made already, but had to go and get an advance on an album, just as y'all were saying earlier. Had to go and get an advance on an album, the money, to buy a necklace that he was trying to get, one of them. And so I'm like, you mean to tell me you've been a slave to this industry for 10 years or better, and you still can't go and purchase some of the things that you would want to purchase? You could waste your fucking time this whole time, and mine, for buying your albums.
You know, the sister who died, I remember listening to an interview from her from TLC, Left Eye. And she that was the first time I ever heard that, hey, look, you know, they were saying that, hey, they give every song like 10 points. And majority of the artists get 1 or 2 points from the song. Railroad it, huh? So,
all right. That ain't my train, that's for sure.
You know, so if you getting that, they ain't making no money, man. Their money's going toward all the other people. You know, if the album is going, if that song is giving you, they're giving you 10 points, you know, if each song gets 10 points, and you can go and get 1 or 2, and someone will get a half. Someone will get a half a point. So, you know, I agree with you 100%. The whole thing is a big scam, and it's ripping off these people. And it goes back to when I was looking at the stuff on some of those black artists in the 50s and stuff like that. You know, Frankie Valli, what was it? Johnny, what is it? I can't remember his name. These guys were going ahead and they're still fighting over a lot of their money. There still was no money there. These guys have never been getting paid. It's going toward the producers, the people with the radio show, the managers, and even they paying the people at the radio shows. Man, they're not getting no money, and they're down here going ahead broke and poor.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the royalties.
The royalties, yeah.
Absolutely. Most of the time, the royalties went to the produce, like you said, the producers and the executives of the record companies. Even somebody as old as Little Richard was.
Yes.
He still had to work because he didn't have the rights to his own music until Michael Jackson bought his rights and gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
His own he had made and everything, but hey. Somebody else owned this, the copyrights and everything to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, you can sign the deal. That's fine. And you can think that you're living swell, but in all actuality, you're making money for somebody else.
And, you know,
but
that
see,
would mean,
you know what?
His name was Lyman, Frankie Lyman,
but,
I think. Frankie
Lyman.
Yeah. But yeah, see, you see what I'm saying? But see, a lot of emotion. People sign stuff because they're happy. They say $1 million. When you're worth $20 million, you sign a contract for $1 million. I'll be watching the Wills, people with James Brown, his will, family fussing over the wills and stuff. They be signing over rights over to these lawyers. And throughout the years, like they signed Jimi Hendrix. His family signed over the rights for $1 million when it was worth $100 million over through the long period of time. Signed up because we're too emotional. But Ray Charles, he's not emotional. He's a blind man. He gets his emotions when he comes on that piano. But when it comes in at the boardroom, he don't get to that too much emotional. He knew about business. He knew his value. He knew his value, and people don't know his value. Look, he couldn't even see himself because I guess he had a strong sense, man. They say when you're weak in one sense, you're stronger in another. He was real smart about his money. That's one thing about Ray Charles. He got top dollar. I think he got 25% of everything he got, like 25%. He's not playing no games.
He wasn't supposed to. I mean, it's one thing for you to sit back. It's one thing for you to sit back and see everyone else go through the exact same things. And you, I mean, what they had back then, what they called the chitlin circuit. You know, before you could ever even think about reaching mainstream, you got to run all through the chitlin circuit and everything. So the thing is, you got all these artists going the exact same way every time, through the exact same platform. Now, if you get someone that says, hey, you know what? I'm worth this, and I know I'm worth this, and I know I can bring this. And if you get those record companies in a bind where the people love you so much that they got to kind of give you some of the things that you want, then, hey, that's one thing. But if you're just looking at a few numbers on the front side and on the back side you owe them your life, then, hey, it is what it is.
You know what? I think some of these football athletes should give some of these rap stars and stuff advice because that's how they do. See, a football player like this, they say, okay, I'll give a little bit, but when I come out after my first album, that second album, I'm in control. That's how the NFL players do, like Ray Rice for Baltimore. Yo, they had to pay him. He had to be the top running the number one top running back because he proved his point.
Well.
And this is what we're not doing. See, the athletes do the whole same thing. Okay, I'll prove my point. You see what I'm saying? Then after that, I'm in control. And they're not doing it because they don't have their value, their stock.
Well, I seen this thing. Uh-huh. I seen something. I read an article on what is his name? What was
yeah,
name?
You them, Joe.
Billy Sims and what's this other guy? And even Earl Campbell. Some of these cats are broke.
Well, I'm talking about I'm talking about today's players. I'm talking about the big star players. I ain't talking about no that guy from Cincinnati. What's his name? Ocho Cinco, broke, and I ain't talking about
no,
the CEOs.
I But you got to look at the era that these guys played in too. Back then it was
right,
a lot
yeah,
like
I'm
the it,
about
it was,
now.
It,
I'm
it,
talking
it,
about
it
now.
Was a lot like the 50s and 60s musicians. You know, they weren't taught about financial stability or anything like that. You know, Houston ran Earl Campbell just like he was just a slave. You know,
yeah.
and then when he got hurt, it was through. They just moved. Okay, we'll put you in our Ring of Honor, whatever. But that was it. You know,
New Orleans, I think.
Yeah, the education. You know, the education about your money wasn't there.
Well, they got a thing now where they got a big program now where they're educating NFL players. Brandon Iabadejo is one that has been in those classes where they help you deal with your finances because the average life of an NFL player is like 3.4 years or something like that.
Yeah, see, because, see, we got to deal on the contract side. See, because a lot of rapper entertainers, they mess up on the contract side because the contract, you got to load the long term. You got to know your value. When they sign, it's the contract. That's the part of the mess up. It's not the voice. Everything should initiate the contract. And when you sign the right contract, you shouldn't have to worry about royalties because your royalties is already set in the contract. You shouldn't be crying later. You should know your value at that point. And they're not doing it. But like I'm saying, the NFL players, they may fuck up their money, but when it's time to sign that contract, they know that yo, they get the value in them. That's the only thing I'm saying. Now, they may be broke and fuck up the money, but today's player, they get the value. They should get a union or something. I don't know, but I ain't really too much into it. I mean, it's a lifestyle. I mean, certain people going to fuck up anyway, regardless how much ever money you give them, they're going to fuck up. What about that? They going to fuck up regardless.
they already have a players union. But
they already have it, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, man.
No, I'm talking about a hip hop union with the rappers coming.
That's what
I was talking about. I said they gonna fuck up. I mean, somebody gonna fuck up anyway if they gonna.
You know what? You know what? That's a good idea. Yeah, you shouldn't laugh.
Man, that's not a good idea.
Well, they got an actors union. But I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just saying. They got an actors union. They got an actors union in Hollywood. They take care of them peoples. They take care of them.
The thing is this. I mean, okay, if you're an athlete or if you're an entertainer, period, I personally don't think you're worth all the money that they give you, and you're damn sure not worth all the ass kissing that you receive. T.O.'s going to be at the Civic Center. Let's all go down.
You are worth it because of advertiser dollars. You already know that, man. You're the industry business talk. You already know recordings. When somebody see a recording of you, that's advertising dollars. You already know that. So they all worth it. They get. First of all, look at the college players. College players will be getting paid. I'm sorry. That's a billion-dollar industry. I'm sorry. You should not be getting no mad at nobody giving them kids money. They should
man,
be getting a stipend or something.
Talking about, man, those, you know what you're going to school for? You're going to school ultimately to educate yourself. Sports is secondary. If you want to get your dumb ass out of college and not have any goddamn sense, no more than you had when you went in, fine. If you're going to live off of, I'm going to make it to the league with your dumb ass, that's fine.
No. Ain't nobody saying they're going to make it to the league. What I'm saying is, for a fact, you recruited a child always since he was in middle school. You recruited a child since he was in damn middle school. You had an eye on a child since he was in middle school. Now he comes, family poor and stuff. He can't get a shit, nice shit. You making billions of dollars off. The only thing I'm saying is give him a little stipend to check. I'm not saying this because you're making money off his body. I'm not saying give him a free education. I'm not saying he can't pass his classes. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, sir.
Okay, brother, damn. You ain't got to go into the surge and saying the same thing twice. Hey, man, like I said, ultimately, you graduate high school, you go to college, and, hey, either you excel on the field or floor, and you keep getting free scholarships to these schools that's, let's say, $30,000, $60,000 a year. You're going there because you're there on an athletic scholarship. And let's say after college, you decide to do like Major Applewhite and playing football, fuck basketball. I don't want to be broke up. I'm going to use what I have in between my ears and I'm going to use that to my benefit. That's the way I'll live for the rest of my life, instead of going out and getting hurt and then trying to recuperate myself so that I can go back out there and get hurt and broke up again. And maybe when I retire, maybe I'll have a few dollars. And so most guys that go to college sports have on their minds, I'm going to the league.
But you just said it, though. But you just said it, though. If
why shouldn't they, though? Why shouldn't they, though?
Hold on.
Let's just be realistic.
Wait. Let me say this. But what you just said was if they get into the league, they get hurt. So it's a lot of young players that go ahead and get hurt in high school and in college and
exactly.
never make it to the league. So some of that money that they build
and make that college billions of dollars
should go into a pot for them because they get out of school and they lost.
Well, I'll say this.
And they make billions of dollars. They're making billions of dollars off them kids' bodies. I know they're going to school, but I'm saying they're playing football, too. That's what I'm saying. And I know the people making money, and I know it's hard for some people, and they get mad at somebody coming with thousands of dollars. Give them $1,000 a game or something. Shit.
Sure.
Let them make ten. I mean, come on. Let them help with something. That's like. I mean, you get them they work for the college. I'm not saying that. I'm just speaking my opinion because you know people give money anyway, and what I'm saying they've been talking about anyway, even though they may not do it, but they've been talking about it. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Campuses,
and you got you see these, the top athletes are riding around in nice cars and stuff like that, and you know they ain't got the money to pay for it. They got a fund for, and the boosters got something to go ahead and keep them. In those nice cars, some of them.
But it's illegal, though. But then you say it's illegal, though. That's a contradictory. But then you say it's illegal.
That's not what I think it should be.
No, they say it is illegal. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to say that, but I'm saying they say it's illegal, though.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so what I'm saying is, why don't you give them a little something, man?
I got all the way talked over and everything else. Like I said, if he gets hurt, then ensure that he gets to finish school. Write that down. Put that in that contract as a stipulation for him coming and signing with your school. If I get hurt, regardless of my first game or my seventh game or in practice or whatever, I will get to finish school.
Who pays his medical bills?
Exactly. For the rest of his life.
You're paralyzed.
For the rest of his life.
What do you want me to say on that? Who's going to pay the medical bills for the rest of his life if he gets hurt playing football?
If he playing for these schools,
playing in the league.
The college should take care of his stuff.
So many games, you have to be dressed out so many games in the league to receive a pension at the end of when you retire.
No, I'm quite sure the Players League, I don't care if you're a rookie, if you get hurt, they're going to take care of you for the rest of your life. I'm quite sure the Players League don't got that. I'll research that. We'll talk about it next Friday
or next time.
If it's not like that, they crazy.
I think they already got that.
Only thing I know for sure is, I know in baseball for sure, you get all of your money if you get hurt or whatever. If you get hurt and you can't play no more, you get all of your contract. Now, football and basketball is different, but in baseball only. If you get hurt and you get a $100 million contract, you get your money. Now, that's wrong. I agree.
Well, see, you know what? Back in the day, when players signed contracts in the NFL, I know for the NFL for sure, they used to have guaranteed contracts. But the problem was, as you were saying, individuals start getting hurt, and, you know, after a year, not even, you know, wouldn't make it through a season, but since that money was guaranteed, the owners had to pay them. They were like, no. So using on the guaranteed money they get now is the money that didn't get paid up front, you know, that front money. Other than that, you know, you're on your own. So if you don't go in with a sound financial mind or somebody behind you who knows how to handle
right.
money, you know, you putting yourself out there.
That's the bottom line, Mr. Talk.
There's no need to go to college, and the only thing on your mind is, I'm going to the league. And you don't give a damn about your personal your own personal education. The only thing you're concerned about is I'm going to the league when I get finished here. So you know that.
No one is saying that. They should always, but I'm not going to be stupid enough to say that someone goes to a big Ivy League school and he's starting, that his mind is not going to the league. Of course he's going to be in the classroom. I want to talk about they should be compensated a little bit. That's all I'm saying. I don't care about the league, whether we go to the league or not. Them people make them cables, ESPN, billions of dollars, and all that type of stuff. They should get a little stipend or something because you're just not going for just education. You're playing also football, too. That's how you got there. They be recruiting these kids in middle school.
You're going to college. That's my opinion. Your main reason for going to college is to better yourself. Whether you're gonna go into the league or go ahead and be a chef. Okay, so you're going there to make money. Off me. Okay, who was that? Hello.
Yeah, that was me saying that. That's the point. Is that when you go to college. When you go to college, your main objective is to go to educate yourself. Now, by chance, you're good enough in high school to where you happen to be offered a scholarship, fine, that's a free ride to get you an education. Now, if going to the league, it happens to come along afterwards, that's double fine. That's even better. However, you know, I do have to agree with Micah in a little bit to where I do think that those players do need to get, because what they give them to live off of, even them scholarships, is not really that much. However, Michael, you know, here's the thing about that. Once you start giving a little bit, there's always somebody who's going to try and beat the system. And then you're going to have become, they might as well start getting paid like professionals, which then is going to kill the amateur part of it, the competitive part, because they're getting paid in college. So they're like, should I even work toward an education anything if I'm getting paid right here?
Well, no, hold up. You know doggone well ain't nobody talking about giving no college players no multi-million-dollar contracts. They're doing illegal things anyway. But I'm saying I'm looking at actuality. They're doing it anyway. People are giving these colleges suffering and play. People are going here, look, scouts on the side giving them $1,000 here, coming agents. They're doing it anyway. I'm dealing with reality.
Exactly.
I'm not closing. They're doing it anyway. The only thing I'm saying is I understand what you're saying. I'm not talking about the NFL. I'm talking about even though they get a scholarship going, they still, when the college says, I give you an athletic scholarship, it's also saying I want to get your education and I want you to play football for me. So football is a part. But then they go on TV and they make them billions of dollars. That's all I'm saying. Give them a little stipend or something. That's all. I'm not talking about the NFL. I'm not saying that should be holding me on the mind. I'm talking about when they spend them 4 years, they play all them games, about 40 games. Why can't you give them at least a little? I don't know what it is. Give them something per game. I'm not saying no big $10,000. Give them $700,000 or something like that. Something small. That's it. Because these kids be getting hurt. They may not go to the.
Get when they leave out of that. What about that? I mean, like,
and give everybody, whether you start or not, give everybody that. Because in actuality, big businesses are making big money off of those college people's bodies. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at it as a human being. That's just my opinion, and it's factual. They're making big time money, and people are doing
that's
it.
That's the main thing. It's factual. How the hell them facts? How is it factual? When you already going to a school that if let's say you have no talent, and your parents just have the money to send you there. And the tuition is $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year.
Okay, you ain't playing football.
Absolutely, no, they're not playing football. But the people that
we talking about football.
Okay. The majority of the people that are going to that prestigious university or college or whatever is going on athleticism. The majority of those people don't have that type of money.
What are you talking about?
Anybody on the team should get paid because you help them go ahead and bring up that prestige of that school.
Thank you.
Everybody should be going ahead and be paid.
A little something. I'm not saying a little. Give them $500 a game or something. That's all. Give a little something, man. Because ESPN making money, yo. And then the agents giving them thousands of dollars, and then you're going to get mad at the agents. They taking it. Like LeBron when he was in the – man, give him a little something. They always doing – let's be real, man. That's the only thing I'm saying.
And schools are also getting – the schools are also going ahead and getting government money, too. So these kids.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
I heard they got to pay for their jerseys. They got to pay for the uniforms and everything.
Now, where you get that at?
Somebody told me that, man. I'm not really not for sure. Somebody said they had to play for jerseys.
My grandmama always said, I heard and they said, the two biggest liars that ever lived.
Well, I'm not saying it. I mean, you can research. I'm just saying it, man. Somebody told me I wouldn't believe. I'm just repeating it. That's all.
Gentlemen. Let me bring somebody else into the conversation, okay? Oh, Lord, Hammer. 314, you're on the air. Welcome, and what's on your mind? Can we get your name? Okay. I guess they really didn't want to talk. Okay. Anyway. All right, y'all, we got about 9 minutes and 45 seconds left, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this this one up. But I tell you guys, y'all bring it. That's what I love about my show, because y'all really do bring it. All right. Well, we're going to give each of you a few minutes to say your last parting words, and we're going to – well, I mean, hold up. 314 is back again. Let's see if we can bring them on. We may extend the show. What y'all think about that? All right, 314, you're on the air.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up,
you know
up,
why
Bianca?
Come they don't give them scholarships? Because the money that they make at them sports games is what they use to fund other scholarships throughout the school, whether it's academic or whatever type of scholarship. And that's how the schools make their money, through their athletic program. Some of those programs, some children to give them scholarships to in certain sports that don't even attract no crowd, like golf and, you know, all the other different sports. Your main sports that draw money in college athletics and college programs, of course, is football and then basketball. All schools don't have a basketball team. But then is the money that's derived off of those sales of those two sports is how they come up with money to give out scholarships to academic scholarships and other sorts of scholarships and stipends and so forth to other students who may not even participate in any sports whatsoever.
Well, I know when they find Penn State, they found Penn State $60 million, and they said that was the average gross of colleges, $60 million. And I know colleges get money all sorts of ways, just not on that TV. They get, you know, financial aid money. They also get donations from alumni. A lot of charities give colleges. Colleges got a lot of money. Like Penn State, that penalty they gave them, that wasn't nothing. Penn State got billions in the bank of the college.
The name Penn State also sells alone.
Okay? Exactly. They got billions. That little penalty, I mean... That penalty wasn't nothing. They did them. That ain't hurt them.
That was a good point, Rob. Is because, you know, in some instances, the name alone is money. You know, like Southern California.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. You mentioned them. You already know what's going on.
T-shirts, all the bands. I mean, you know, sweatshirts and stuff. You know, all the stuff they be selling. They make a lot of money.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to go ahead and finish up. And since Mr. Pianki used the last cut, and I'll let you be the first one to give your closing remarks, sir.
Rise, Peter, slay and eat.
What the hell? All right, Pianki. Okay. All right, Mr. Pianki. Thank you for joining us this evening, sir. All right, Mr. Lowe, you up.
Okay, hey, I've enjoyed listening and everything. I'm going to talk offline with you too, Eric, when we get a chance. This has been an outstanding show. You had an outstanding week this week, man. You give yourself an applause for that. But keep bringing these topics, man. Keep it hot and heavy.
Yeah.
All right. I can do that, man. I can do that. With y'all help, I'm sure I will.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, catch me in about, catch me in about 10 minutes. And I got to wrap things
we'll
up when I get off.
We'll
all right.
Do.
Okay. All right, Mr. Rob.
You know, a couple of things here, man. One, I think this should be a rappers union. These guys need to get together. They need to unify a little bit because they ain't doing nothing but making us look like fools. Mm-hmm. And as far as the college players, man, they should have been getting played, man. Because these guys, because that's why I see a lot of them go ahead and become drug dealers and other stuff and doing other eels to go ahead and supposedly supplement their income. The schools need to take care of them because they're bringing in billions of dollars for the school. They're getting TV revenues and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, they're getting just too much money, and them kids need to get that money, too.
All right. All right, sir. And once again, thank you for joining. Hey, go and make some cakes over the weekend.
For sure.
And keep the glass out of them, too. All right. Later, man.
All right, man.
All right, Mr. Joe, you last on the totem pole, sir.
Yeah, I got nothing to say. Just have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, you too, Joe. And hopefully you come back full Monday.
Yeah, okay. And have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, y'all, once again, you've been listening to Freedom Fun Friday on Blog Talk Radio on Let's Talk. Hey, I tell y'all what, man, another outstanding show. And you see what I'm saying about freedom? That's why it has to be called Freedom Fun Friday. Because you have to, I just give them freedom. I just give my listeners freedom, call us freedom. We talk about anything. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You know, because whatever it is, it's going to get somebody, it's going to give somebody some type of education. You're going to learn something out there. And I'm loving it, as they say. Oh, Lord have mercy. But you know what? I'm going to get out of here myself. But before we get out of here, I got one thing I got to ask y'all. Y'all going to think about this over the weekend, too, with the inauguration coming up. Think about this. Hey, when the president and Michelle have sex, you think they make any noise? Y'all think about it. We'll get back with you on that one on Monday. All right, y'all. Once again, you've been listening. I had to get that one out there. It's been killing me. Anyway, you've been listening to Freedom Fun Friday on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jerry Jackson. Remember, y'all, this weekend, if it's nice outside, get out there and spend time with your family. You know, if you have small kids, spend time with them because you never know. You know, they grow up so fast, and you never know when you won't be here for them. So teach them now. You know, spend time with them now. Show them how to be, you know, responsible little people. And usually they grow up to be responsible big people. I'm just saying, show them the love and appreciation. And that goes for your significant other, your spouse. You know, make sure you let them know that you appreciate them and you love them to death. Because, like I say, one moment they're there, next minute they're gone. All right? Until then, until Monday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, yes, Monday is Inauguration Day, I know. So I'm looking for a real good conversation to go on because I'm sure we're going to have some things to talk about after this weekend. But anyway, until Monday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am out of here. Y'all have a good one.